This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this fantastic feel-good Friday.
Yeah.
How's everybody feeling? Y'all fired up? Everybody ready to go? No?
Man, I slept right through my alarm this morning. I think this is officially the latest I've ever gotten to work.
It's not the latest I've ever gotten to work.
Officially the latest. I had to call Joe before he called me. At a certain time, Joe texts me or call me. Yeah, all right? Yeah, all right.
Do you like the check-in just to make sure? Or does
absolutely.
It annoy you? Okay.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Just in case.
I know some people are like, man, what you call? I know.
Mm-mm. I'm not that dude. I'd rather you annoy me with a call than to let me sleep through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell parents that all the time when they ask me to do something, a basketball or something. I said, annoy me. It's better off that you annoy me because I'll forget.
Yeah. I tell people when you're never going to annoy me by sending multiple emails if I haven't responded because, like, you get so much junk and spam and all the things from over the years having the same email for 30 years.
Remind a brother.
I don't subscribe to that channel anymore. I'm out of that stuff, you know?
Oh, sorry. I was laughing yesterday. A friend of mine, Kathy. Congratulations, first of all, Ryan. Ryan got his master's degree. He went to the engineering school over there at Morgan State University. So she put the graduation picture on Facebook. Morgan State University. Ryan's white. Mm-hmm. And the picture just looked weird. Looked funny.
Minority scholarship.
So I called her. I called her. And I said, you know I'm a Richard, right? She said, well, what happened? I said, I saw your picture on Facebook. She instantly started laughing because she knew where I was going.
Of course.
Although we laughed probably for about 60 seconds straight.
I was stunned. When I lived in Hampstead, at like liquor store, nice kid, worked there. And he was telling me, yeah, I'm graduating. And I go, where you go? Where'd you go to school? Morgan. I'm like.
And yeah, see? Like a dog that saw a car trick, right? I mean, it's cool. It's just when it happens. Especially when you see a picture of it. I mean, come on, you can't blame me.
He looked like he grew up in Carroll County.
I mean, you talk about that, but how about seeing someone that belongs perfectly in their element, like Ed at the Lion's Den?
Well, you went yesterday, didn't you?
I went with Ed to the Lion's Den, and then we went to the Amish market so I can get my raisin pretzels, which was
where
funny,
is this
too.
Amish market?
Right down.
Cockeysville.
Yeah, I mean, right before, like, Hunt Valley, before you get to Schwann's Road. Schwann's Road.
It's amazing. It's packed.
Yeah.
Packed with people?
Yes. It's like Christmas.
I want to get in a fight in the parking lot every day that I go there. But no, we
I got about 10 hugs.
He did. I'm like, I'm here too. Anyway, but I did get the black handshake and Ed didn't get it. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a state trooper. He knew better.
That's fair. I like my version.
He was calling me Colonel.
I like my version better.
I know. But did you notice he called me Colonel?
Yes.
Yes.
He went to say hi, and then he had stuff in his hand. He was trying to hurry up and put it down so he could salute you.
He did, actually.
But no, we walk in the lion's den, and as soon as we walk in, there's two ladies at the register there. And I go, my dad's helped me pick up my first dildo today. And she looks over at me, and she's like, what? And she sees Ed. She goes, hi, Ed. On a first name basis. And I'm walking around the store yelling out different things. And I just remember right before we left, I said, hey, Ed, can you eat some of these? Can you eat some of these penis lollipops with assorted flavors? I don't think I can eat them all if I buy them. And the girl's looking at me like, what is wrong with this guy? I just kept, I mean.
So let me get this straight. You made things awkward.
Yeah.
In a, shocker.
In a sex shop.
Shocker.
And not for me, because I'm used to them. But they were like, what?
I'm trying to remember some of the other one-liners. I mean, I always, like, I was just on. It's like seven of them in a row. It's like, try the shrimp.
It's kind of funny that it's like I walked into Cheers.
Yeah. Ed, what are you picking up today? Ah, new nipple clamps and flavored lube.
That's for recommendations.
Ed's like, Clayton. Yeah, I wouldn't go with those nipple clamps. You know what I mean? They tend to pitch a little bit harder.
I did them discussing things. I had pictures on my phone. Why, what about this? Do you have this?
Ed never gets on Yelp except for sex toy reviews. We were in a meeting yesterday, and they thought I was joking. I said, just like Dave Portnoy does the pizza reviews, I think Ed should review sex toys on video.
And I was good with it.
Scott. And they didn't buy it?
No. I think Scott was horrified. He thought he was kidding.
He thought I was kidding. I was like, no, I think it would be funny and interesting.
The guy who I never met before, Noxum Corporate, he's on the meeting. I don't know if he had any idea what to think. Yeah.
And Scott didn't like it?
I don't think so.
Well, I offered to hold the camera, and Joe offered to hold the toy in the video. So it's be a show kind of fun thing to do.
Is it hot in here? Is it really hot in here?
I got on pants today.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's warm.
Comfortable. It's, you know, it's never right in here.
Oh, my gosh. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this fantastic Friday. How about the Nuggets extending the series? Going seven now, man. But they're going to do it. Who got hurt yesterday?
Chet Holmgren?
No, I thought somebody for the Nuggets got hurt. Didn't Gordon get hurt?
Well, Jamal Murray's been hurt.
Gordon's been hurt, too. But, hamstring.
No, I was watching something where it's like, oh my God, Jokic, how dare you touch that man that way? It was when Chet Holmgren went up for a layup and Jokic was like this and Holmgren fell on his back. I don't know if the wind blew him over or what, but.
Aaron Gordon, injury, concern level for Nuggets forward hamstring is high going into game seven.
He's been hurt the whole postseason, man. It's really, and that's one of the reasons why, like, I think it's so impressive where they're at because he's hurt. Michael Porter Jr. seemed irrelevant. Jamal Murray's hurt. Man. And then you're worried about, you're trying to work through Russell Westbrook, and some of his teammates are going.
Is number 15 playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I have to ask this question. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, what do you think of the Nuggets uniform with the
5280?
Yeah, 5280.
I love it. It's clever.
It's witty. Yeah, it's clever. Yeah.
Very clever.
Is that the altitude?
That's a mile high. Yeah. That's a mile, 5,280 feet. Mm-hmm. So that's it doesn't say Denver or Nugget. It says 5280.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool.
I think it's very clever. It makes, if you don't know how long a mile is, it makes you look it up. What about that 5280? Yeah. You look it up. Oh, that's how far a mile.
We came up with that dumb figure, though.
What?
It's like the Saturday Night Live skit.
Mm-hmm.
A mile is 2 kilometers, 1,000 meters. Like, we're going to make it 5,280 feet. And 1,760 yards. That'll be a mile. Okay.
By the way, growing up with it, I kind of feel like Celsius makes more sense.
Of course it does. 0 to 100. Yes, it does.
Freezing is 32?
Yeah. Boiling is 212? Okay.
How many feet are in a meter? No, it's not a meter we're using. Yards. That SNL skit was great, though, with Bart.
Because it's true. It's so stupid.
Some of the dumbest things. We're just going to change it for the sake of changing it. Like, we're going to Ireland in another week, and I was talking to my wife. I said, do we need one of those adapters for our chargers and everything? Because God forbid you get over there, and you're like, then you got to go out and find one. You know what I'm talking about, Ed? The weird European.
110 to 220.
Yeah. Maybe it's not weird. Maybe the one we have is weird. I don't know.
By the way, Rashawn told me I wouldn't like the Amish market. They don't season their food good enough.
That's not true.
That's true. That's what he just told me.
That's a snob right there.
Look, I'll be honest with you. In the Amish market, of everyone that came up to me yesterday, how many were white?
None.
It's black people know good food is what it was.
It's kind of a good point that, like, there's so many people that go there because it's very affordable. But I haven't had a bad thing there that I've taken home.
I think it was fair. It wasn't like outrageous, but I just thought stuff was good.
You walk by the seafood market and they're giving people bites of crab cake just to try.
Yeah,
you know.
We're talking NFL at 6:45. Don't go anywhere because Caleb Williams is back in the news, and he didn't even do anything. But on the other side, we'll recap the game and the series. O's Twins next on the Fan.
2-2. Struck him out looking 99. And the Orioles are shut out for the sixth time this season. And they're swept by the Twins for the second time in 2 weeks as Minnesota wins 4-0 and completes a 6-0 win of the season.
Joe, could you do me one big favor? Could you play that highlight again? One more time.
2-2.
Listen real carefully.
Struck him out looking 99. And the Orioles
are
shut out for the sixth time this season. And they're swept by the Twins for the second time in 2 weeks as Minnesota wins 4-0 and completes a 6-0 win of the season.
The Boo Birds are out, folks.
Yeah.
The Boo Birds are out. So all of you that are telling me that no one cares anymore, if you didn't care, you wouldn't boo. Now, for those of you that are making the decisions down there at the warehouse, the Boo Birds are out. What's the next step after the Boo Birds?
Apathy.
Yes, that's what you don't want.
No, you definitely don't want apathy.
That's what you don't want.
We haven't got that yet?
You should embrace it now, man. When people spend their time and energy on social media and tell you how much they hate the team and they're not watching, they spend that much time, that means they are. They're just getting the negativity off their chest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What you don't want is people not commenting at all.
Yeah.
Right. We don't want the negative comments because we got to read them. The Orioles, you want the negative comments, but you better turn them around real quick because the next thing is they're not commenting at all.
I mean, I'm going to say you're the obvious choice because you're at the games, you're on TV with the Orioles. My day yesterday after I left you, I went, told you, I went to Elks, had a cigar with my friend Scott. Then I met a buddy at the Mount Washington Tavern like later at, like, you know, dinner, happy hour, dinner time, whatever. Everybody was talking about the Orioles coming over. Everybody. Yes. All they could talk about. People had just come back from the game. They were at the tavern.
Disappointed.
terribly disappointed. Just frustrated.
I hope we don't see the Twins in the postseason. They're good, man.
God, such a Richard, man.
You don't think we went to the postseason?
Hey, just keep digging. We'll find it somewhere. I mean, look,
you do know you are the epitome of a huge Richard, right?
Dude, I watched Carlos Correa run into Byron Buxton and say, that don't matter. It don't matter who they put in.
They lost five players during this series.
Yeah.
Five. It was like Little League. Cody Clemens played four positions yesterday.
Yeah.
He played second base. He played for three positions. He played second, first, right field, back to second. That's how many players they were losing during the game.
That outfield collision was something you don't see that often.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking about it on the broadcast of, you know, being taught that the infielder goes low, outfielder goes high to try to avoid it. And it was almost like they were so close to avoiding it and made it 1,000 times worse with what actually happened.
Yeah.
And then it couldn't have been the only thing that could have made it any different is if Royce Lewis was the other guy in there, because those are the three guys that get hurt the most.
Mm-hmm.
We keep saying if Byron Buxton could play a full season, you might say he's the best player in baseball.
If he played 10 full seasons, he'd be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He's that good.
Yeah.
And Carlos Correa is often hurt.
Do you think that they're just now, they're so trying so hard and pressing so hard?
Yes.
Seeing Mountcastle thrown out at third, I'm like, oh, you're first baseman. Why are you trying to take third?
3-0.
That ball got really far away from Cody Clemens, and I think I agree with you, but I get it. You know what I mean?
I just think they wanted to try to make something happen.
You want to put yourself in a position where you can score on and out.
Yeah.
And I get it, but I get what you're saying as well. Are you built that way, Ryan Mountcastle? I think if things were normal, think about Ryan Mountcastle batted second yesterday.
Yeah.
In a normal situation, you don't risk it with 3 and 4 behind you. But this is not a normal situation because these guys aren't scoring at all. And I think I said it to you about a month ago. They're pressing too much. When I'm on the road and these guys are leaving the hotel at 8:30 to get to the ballpark to start hitting it up. Mike Flanagan had an expression, and Ben McDonald brought it up yesterday. He said, try easy. Try easy.
Yeah.
Don't try harder. Try easy. And it seems to me that the more they lose, the harder they try.
What was the old adage? You don't make the first or third out at third base.
Yeah. You don't make the first out or the last. Yeah, you're right. On third base. Well,
don't make the second out either. That sucked too. Gunnar Henderson coming up next. Not
exact
that mattered.
Joke.
What?
Owner of the tavern said the same thing.
Really?
He says, you know the adage of, you don't make the first leg? He goes, don't make the second either. He said exactly the same thing.
It doesn't make any sense. Oh man, but it's rough sledding right now when you're trying to, you know, my son and I were watching the game together yesterday and seeing the guys, like, it looks like Kierstead's pounding the ball on the ground almost every chance he gets. They had him at the bottom of the lineup. Guys are just scuffling. He gets hit again. And is he just attracted to the baseball? Is that what happens?
He dives.
Fair enough.
He's a diver. If you watch his at-bats, his best home runs is when he can dive into the ball. And I think that's what the problem is. That's why he keeps getting hit in the same. If you notice, he gets hit in the same spot, with the exception of getting hit in the head last year.
Yeah.
But he gets hit in the same spot right above that tricep area because he dives in with that shoulder.
It's funny you say that. I was watching the Braves game going back and forth. They played early, a little bit before the Orioles started. But Ozzie Albies got hit on his left wrist, hitting from the left side of the plate. And they were talking about it's like the third time it's happened this year. And I think it's similar to what you're saying.
Dives.
Like,
yeah.
Going into the... When his swing's coming in, he's going into the plate, and that arm gets out.
He would be Ozzie Albies is a guy that wants to get his hips open quicker, so that's probably why I hit him on the back wrist. He wants to get his hips open and drive and turn it. Kierstead is a guy who wants to dive, get that shoulder into it, and push
drive it.
410-583-1057.
Does he want to push it real good?
Yeah, push it real good.
Okay,
let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday to you too, man.
I think you're hitting it on the head. I think with what's going on with the pitching, they're just torquing the bats. And I can't remember in recent memory, anyway, how many times they just, you know, they're skying the ball, they're torquing the bat, getting under it too much. and it's just basically the ball is headed straight up.
Ryan Mountcastle probably is the opposite of that. He's getting no lift on it because he's just trying to get on base at this point. The one he hit yesterday, he kind of hit down on that ball, and the ball just hit it in a sweet spot. If you want to know a player that represents, and I told you this guy is a leader, you want to hear the frustration that goes on in that clubhouse right now, listen to Ryan O'Hearn from yesterday.
I mean, I think it's human nature. But, you know, this is frustrating. Losing sucks. It's not fun. Nobody in here is having a good time. And I promise you, nobody cares more than the guys in this clubhouse. But that being said, like, we have to keep fighting. There is no other option. You have to keep fighting. Can't give up. Can't give in. You know, I believe in the guys in this clubhouse. We have talented players. We just have to keep fighting.
That's weird. For those of you to say, well, how's the clubhouse? They're not having fun. What do you want them to have fun on?
Yeah.
Because the same ones that are saying that, I guarantee you, if they were celebrating and smiling all the time and acting like everything's good, you would say they don't care.
That 100%. That's exactly what they would say. Why are these guys smiling? There's nothing to smile about. That's exactly what would be said. So what exactly do you want, folks?
And I still, to me, I'm going to say this. I said it before. I'll say it again. You see, you don't like Charlie Morton. I get it. You like, do you like Charlie Morton?
I don't want him on my team. I don't want him on my team.
Did Charlie Morton show you any improvement the last outing that he had 2 days ago?
Did he look better than he did?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Okay, so he showed some improvement, right? Did Dean Kramer, during the year, show improvement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see every – CNL Perez has shown some improvement, right? Are the hitters showing improvement?
When?
Okay, so we have pitchers that are showing improvement, pitching coach. You have hitters who aren't hitting coach.
It's going to happen. It has to happen soon. I thought it was going to happen coming into this game that a couple of guys get let go.
We've seen pitchers make adjustments. Charlie Morton was pitching the other day from an arm slot that I never saw Charlie Morton pitch from. If you don't believe me, I'm a geek enough to YouTube some Charlie Morton starts from years past. And Jeremy, his arm slot is more of, it's not really sideways now. It's kind of like halfway between right over the top and sideways now.
Yeah, it's three quarters.
That was never Charlie Morton's. His arm slot is normally right above his head. He changed his arm slot. Where'd he get that from? There's got to be a change at some point to shake things up. No, to make some improvement. I don't see any adjustment. I don't see them.
I felt like he could throw with his opposite hand and it would have been an improvement. All right, look, it's just rough sledding, man. It's the same thing I said yesterday. There is no laughter like the laughter that should be crying, and that's kind of what all this is. You're watching the games going, this sucks. Like, how many years in a row now have we said, maybe it's just two, looking forward to the end of baseball season so much that I forgot the Ravens were starting, and now it's getting to that point where you're like,
looking forward to the Ravens season.
When is training camp?
Speaking of which, the Ravens don't travel a lot this year. We'll tell you what we mean at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, how much further does the team have to sink before we say the season is lost? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You got to be optimistic. You know, I don't ever show up to the ballpark thinking that we're going to lose. It was a good series in Anaheim, and you know, this feels like a kick in the nuts for sure. So, you know, we're going to show up tomorrow. The mindset is show up tomorrow, win a baseball game, and that's what we're going to do.
All right, Ed, I want you to get in my position for a second.
Ooh.
That right there played during the post-game show, and then they cut right to me. And the only thing I could respond to was a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like my attention.
It feels like a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
Feels like that. I mean, again, I think Ryan O'Hearn, his post-game press conference, his post-game scrum, I'm sorry, sums up what's going on in that clubhouse.
Yeah, and it even the tone of his voice is like just
monotone.
Ugh.
Bueller.
Yeah.
Bueller.
Yep.
And again, it's not criticism. It's observation. You know, he said no one in here is having fun. You know what? I'm glad to hear that. I don't want you having fun right now because we're not having fun.
No, we're not.
Winning is fun.
You know what it's you guys ever seen that viral video of the boxer that's walking out of the ring after he just lost a fight and his girlfriend comes over and picks his chin up and holds it up just to say, man, keep your head up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so, you almost feel like they need something like that. Like,
It seems
then she
like,
went over and kissed the other boxer.
Well, because he won. Yeah, he got the purse. That's what she wanted. That was, just keep your head up
Victor goes
over
to
here.
Spoil.
But no, like with the Orioles, it feels like you have everybody pressing at the same time. And, you know, Sed was hitting, and then he stopped. And then he had the grand slam. Then you blew the game. You look at some of the other guys. We had the setback with Westberg. Kierstead's not hitting. I don't know what's going on with Adley. Gunner's starting to do some. But it doesn't matter if nobody does anything around him. Hey, here's first and second. What do you guys want to do? You want to get out of the inning and go back into the field? Sure.
And that's what I would mean by, you know, you can say what you want about Ryan Mountcastle extending and trying to get a triple. And I agree with what Ed is saying. And normally when you're batting second with the power coming up behind you, you don't do that.
But his
However, we ain't getting nothing done. Let me get to third the way I can score on an out.
I get what you're saying, but the same thing can be applied here. Like, as you're talking about, you got your guys coming up behind you. Your run doesn't matter just there yet. You know, I mean, you still need to get three. You're down 3-0. Keeping you on base and hoping somebody. I kept blooping a blast, man.
That's what happens when you're pressing.
Yeah, but a blooping a blast is what happens for the Twins once you get the lead, right? That's what it feels like, man.
Two in a row constantly.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm all right. As far as how much longer before we're out of the race, I mean, if this continues for another, like, week or two, well, I'll put the emphasis on maybe 2 weeks, we out of it, man. We're not making no playoffs, and it's a lost season.
I'll say this, Mike. I agree with you because if this continues for another 2 weeks, I don't know how mentally you get back in it. You know what I mean? At that point, losing becomes part of your culture. If it continues then. Forget about the math. I'm talking about the culture alone. I don't know how you get back in it.
True. But I wanted to know, I didn't hear or see the game yesterday. Did the Blue Birds actually come out? Because Baltimore, one thing about Baltimore, we are very tolerant. We're not like Philly or New York.
You heard them.
Drop of the hand.
We just played it. You heard it in the back behind Kevin Brown.
We had 27 innings, and they scored in two half innings. Yeah.
I was there. I heard it. And if you play that sound again, you can hear it behind Kevin Brown's voice.
Hey, Tyler, so if the Blue Birds came out here, it's really something. But I say something real quick, Ed, about the 5,280 feet a mile. Remember when they tried to shove the metric system down our throats?
Yes.
And they was putting it on the outfield walls, 100 and something meters and all of that. Man, I'm glad that crap failed.
Didn't they do that because Montreal was in the league, right?
I don't know if it was the Expos, but they definitely tried. It probably was.
I think that's because Montreal was in the league.
But there was a point when I was young, like, that they were trying to convert or totally convert to the metric system, which made perfect sense, but the resistance was, like, you know, violent.
Well, Americans don't want anything new. You know how that is. Lou in Edgewood. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. So I'm going to make it real quick. I just got three things I want to say. First, I really think we ought to stop doing the interviews after the game. It's not fair to the players, man. They already feel miserable.
So you only want to do interviews when they win?
No, just before the game. No, I don't care about them after the game interviews.
No, Mark Andrews. We're going to keep doing post-game interviews.
Yeah, dude, you got to have it all. I get it. But as a fan, I don't want to hear them guys and hear some of the things they want to say after the game.
Lou, you are in the minority here, and the option is don't watch it. That's simple. You're in a minority.
Things that you guys take out of context, or you guys will blow it up on the air the next day.
Then don't listen.
We're almost out of the race. We're almost out of the race. If we keep losing like this another month and a half, there will be no chance.
And I don't even think it has to be a month and a half.
I mean, it's just that simple. You don't
question. I'm actually giggling here. Like, what do we blow out of context?
I have no idea. If you don't want to watch the post game interviews, it's this simple. Turn it off. Just turn it off. No one is holding you hostage
That's
to watch it.
That's a novel idea.
And there are people who actually want to hear what the players and manager has to say after the game. There are people who want to hear that and want to see it. So we're not going to stop it.
I mean, they're 2-8. The last, nine? They've lost 9 of the last 11. The 15-win team. They're last play. I mean, there's not much you can say that's positive. We watch the same games.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, sir. How are you, man?
I'm good. Happy for
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I feel like in order for this team to do anything, there needs to be a change. And, like, I was, like, the biggest advocate for not making a change. But, I mean, you got to do something. Maybe, like, switch it up with the batting coach. I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. I mean, I watched the game to the third inning yesterday. And when they went up 3-0, I turned the game off because they're not the comeback kids no more. They just, once they get down, it's just a wrap. Like, it's over with.
Over.
Thanks a lot, Eli. Yeah, I don't feel confident in the ability to come from behind either.
No one does. That was the other conversations I heard yesterday.
Yeah.
They had down 2 runs. Forget it.
Let's go to Kevin and Severn. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, guys? This team is so frustrating. I don't know if you heard it last week when Mike Bordick, I believe he was on in the afternoon, they actually made Mike Bordick raise his voice. He was so angry.
Oh, he's been heated.
Frustrated with his team. He went on an awesome, epic rant about the analytics and all that, and people just put the bat on the ball. And I think they made Mike Borda cracked, and I think they make everybody crack. I mean, it's so frustrating watching them. And like the last caller said, I really do think a change needs to be made, and I think it's high. I think it's these 3 hitting coaches or 5 hitting coaches or 10 hitting coaches or however many hitting coaches they have, which is ridiculous. And at the end of the season, if it continues like this, I think Elias is gone too. But I really appreciate your time. And Rob, I don't know how you maintain your patience covering this team. I really don't. But thank you for what you do, and thank you guys.
Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World is Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 7:45, but on the other side of the new book, the details about Caleb Williams and his camp attempting to find ways out of playing in Chicago. Is this a big deal or not? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:49 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Seth Wickersham has a book, a new book that details how Caleb Williams' dad tried to derail him playing for the Chicago Bears. Do you consider this, Jeremy, to be a big deal? The fact that he tried?
I don't know. Because it could have been. Like, we would have talked about this ad nauseum, about forcing your way out and going back to Eli Manning and all the other things that went on. We've heard teams or players say, I don't want to play for this team. Hell, we even had Deion speak up a few years ago that he didn't want Shador going to the Browns. Wait a minute. Anyway, so
it kind of feels like poetic justice, doesn't it? Not only are you going to the Browns, but you're going as a fifth-round draft pick.
But honestly, it might be one of the best places for him because he's probably going to get every chance to prove that he deserves to be there. But anyway, the point is, like, if Caleb had done that, how bad would it have looked if he had forced his way out of there, especially with the way that Jaden Daniels played?
Well, how bad it would have looked? Well, as bad as someone writing a book about him trying to do it. That's how bad.
Well,
about to find out the details.
But it didn't happen.
It didn't, but you're writing a book about it. You know what I mean? So Seth Wickersham didn't get the information from out of the sky. He talked to somebody. I want to read the book.
It's almost like saying he almost cheated on his wife, but he didn't. He didn't. He did what he's supposed to do. He's still in the Bears. But can you, when it comes to certain things like this, can you blame players when they look at the staff going, man, I don't want to.
No, I don't blame players at all.
I don't want to play for that.
I don't. But to me, Ed, it shows you this happened twice. Happened twice. It happened with the Mannings, and it happened with the Elways. The Mannings are football royalty, period. The Elways back then were college football royalty. You can't just be anybody and pull that off. You have to have
You got to be somebody. You have to have some weight in that business, or else you can't get away with it because people are like, exactly, who do you think you are? Who exactly do you think you are?
Mr. Big Shot?
Yeah, definitely. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's good or bad. I get the motivation behind it, but I still don't know if it's a good thing for the sport.
Well, but, you know, so this is where we're getting, and I think some people kind of get left in the past with this, and I'll even include myself in that, where players are learning what their leverage is. We're seeing college players now making money, and they have leverage. It wasn't fair when coaches could just bounce when things went wrong and college players had to sit out for a year and, oh, here we are, you know, and now things have changed and people are like, we've given them too much. And maybe it has, but like once we get to this point and the games change, they start evolving and this is happening and that's happening. Your traditional, I want the 6'5" upright quarterback with the strong arm down the field. No, everybody wants the dual threat guys now because it presents so many problems for defense.
Not only that, but they can protect themselves.
Yes.
People are understanding your statuesque quarterbacks can't protect themselves now. They're just still targets.
Like, look at how they
get destroyed.
How many teams, Ed, how many teams in the league would you say 25 years ago had a fullback? A lot? And maybe that's not far enough to go back.
No, it's far enough.
I think 25 years ago, 2000. Yeah.
2000.
Yeah, well, that's when Allstott was in his heyday.
Not only that, but the guy we had with the Baltimore Ravens
Lorenzo Neal. Yeah.
There's a lot of fullbacks back then.
So the question I'm asking is, though, when you look
Sam
at
Gash.
Today,
yeah.
What is there, three or four?
If that many, yeah.
Three or four teams that use fullbacks?
And the only reason why they probably make the teams because they can also play special teams.
And the 49ers and Ravens are clearly two of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Packers used to use a fullback all the time.
Saints did for a while.
Saints recently. Did.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not saying teams don't do it. I don't need people sending me all the fullbacks.
But it's just not what it used to be.
Time
Same
change.
Thing you can say, running backs don't get paid like they used to. Yeah, you have the exceptions. There's always the exception to the rule.
Well, running backs were they were the star of the team.
Yes.
It wasn't they not only got paid, but they were the guy, like Walter Payton, Earl Campbell.
Remember, Emmitt Smith sat out for the Cowboys, and things just changed.
Yes.
Jerry Jones had to pay him.
They weren't like, just, oh, yeah, we'll tell you he's a good runner. It was like, that was the guy.
Do you remember when, you know, a 1,000-yard season for a running back was, that was the benchmark, what you got to if you were good?
Sure.
It's 58 yards a game. It's 58 yards a game. Like, you know, the numbers have changed. 4,000 yards when you got there, it's like, hey, that guy's going to the Pro Bowl. Now if you get to 4,000 yards, it's like,
you're supposed to.
How come you didn't come close to 5,000?
Yeah.
The league has totally changed.
As we were talking a little bit earlier about the Amish market, and Buffalo Zoe wants to weigh in. What's up, Zoe?
Zoe?
Buffalo Zoe.
There
Are you
is.
There?
Yeah.
Man, unmute your phone, man.
What'd you say? Unmute my phone?
Yeah, unmute it.
Hey, I just got a phone call. I've been on hold for like 40 minutes, man.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, man. Hey, Buffalo Zoe, listen, it's Friday and I'm petty.
Get him out.
Listen, first of all, how you not been to the Amish market, man?
How have I not been there? Because I haven't gone.
Hey, Zoe, I told them I've been going for years and never found a hair in a food, and I'm surprised.
Well, how about this? When you go, man, go get you some Old Bay wings. That's good to the gristle, man.
See, then hey, you go get Buffalo Zone, can I tell you a secret, baby, just between you and I? I don't like Old Bay on anything but crabs, man.
I put that on everything.
I like buffalo wings, and I know that's you're a buffalo guy. I want mild buffalo wings. Old Bay wings to me taste like salt. That's it.
Mm. Tell you something, man. You go get you some of that Old Bay hot sauce and put that on some nugget wings. You're good to go.
You know what? The way that Bill Bateman's used to do the wings, where they would toss them in butter right out of the fryer, mm-hmm. and then throw Old Bay on them, and it's like. Those things?
No, man. Ugh. I'm a creature of habit.
I just make my own. I take like Frank's wing sauce, the hot style, not the mild, the hot wing sauce, and just pour in a teaspoon of Old Bay, mix it up.
Only hot sauce I'm eating is Texas Pete or Crystal. I'm a creature of habit. I ain't changing. Mm. I'm not changing. Old Bay hot sauce. I'm confused. Is it Old Bay or is it hot sauce?
Both.
I want all of that. 410-583-1057 is the number. I'm too old to change. World is Stupid with Jeremy Conner, 745. But on the other side, the Ravens have three consecutive road games. Am I right, Jeremy Conner?
Correct.
But they're not traveling a lot. We'll tell you what we mean up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.